Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in a hadith, very effective way to have a sin instantly and immediately forgiven by Allah. Sometimes a person, due to a state of unmindfulness, he goes into a state of ghaflat and he loses control over his desires and his passions, and he succumbs to his nafs, he succumbs to his desires, and he gives in to that temptation and he commits a sin, he commits a vice, and then after that he realizes that he has committed a wrong, he has committed a sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَا مِنْ رَجْلٍ يُذْنِبُ ذَنْبًا ثُمَّ يَقُومُ فَيَتَطَهَّرُ وَيُصَلِّي وَيَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا غَفَرُ اللَّهُ لَهُ. If you commit a sin and after that you are overcome with regret, remorse, so immediately when you have realized what you have done, Nabi Sassan says the person then goes, he stands up, he purifies himself, he makes wudu, he stands before Allah, he performs two rakats of salah. The salah is known as Salatul Istighfar or Salatul Tawbah. He makes niyat of Salatul Tawbah, he performs the two rakats of salah. After that, yastaghfirullah, he turns to Allah seeking Allah's forgiveness. Illa ghafarallahu lah, Allah will forgive him of the sin that he has committed. So this is one way, very effective way. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us many ways, many different ways to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. But this perhaps is the most effective way to instantly have one's sin forgiven by Allah. May Allah grant us understanding.